You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, we're going to be talking about karma and how it impacts your life. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to another edition of Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and I am joined today by a gentleman who's coming to us from Canada, and where it's getting a little cold as we're recording this in October. And his name is Sanjeev Verma. And I just want to welcome you first off to Live, Love, Engage.
Thank you so much, Gloria, for having me on your show here. Very appreciative of that. And you're doing a great work of through Live, Love, and Engage. It's a good message. Wonderful. Appreciate that. Yes.
Well, I appreciate that. And so let me share with our listeners and viewers on YouTube just what it is that you do in the world and why I thought you'd be a good guest today. So Sanjeev is a well-being and karma coach and the founder and creator of the Ananta app, which is a smartphone app that allows individuals to meditate to sounds tailored to their purposes and goals. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But he, sort of the reason I think behind this, some of which I know he'll probably explain as well, is Sanjeev has been, you know, awakening into the secrets of cosmic oneness, and that brought him to a new understanding of our connection with celestial bodies and sound vibrations in the universe. And now he's been helping people understand how planets, stars, and other elements of the universe are part of the matrix of our own karma and impact our destinies. And I'll probably just leave it at that, and that way we'll have more to talk about. So explain for those of our listeners and subscribers and viewers. I know people have probably heard the term karma a lot, or a lot of people have, but they maybe don't quite necessarily. They may have an idea of what it is, but what is your definition of karma, and how, you know, why is it important in our lives?
Yeah. So essentially, the laws of karma are more like whatever your intentions are and whatever your actions are and whatever energy you give it to an action. So to define it, I have kind of created my own definition around it, that when you have an intention in motion through an action and you give it an energy very targeted towards a goal, it's a complete karma. And what it really means is it's going to have its consequences. It's going to have its positive and negative aspects. Depends on your intention. So intention is really the key to what you're going to send out there. And then it's going to have a reaction, action, action, reaction, you know. And so that's one kind of way of seeing karma. But then there is another type of karma, like it rises, something rises in the nature of your being, and then you react to it. And then there is an action to that reaction. So just to give you an example, like your body needs food, okay? And is the nature of the body to get hungry. And then this hunger has to be fulfilled, and you're going to react to hunger. So your reaction to that is going to put you into action mode. And the action mode would be that you would like to source the food. And how you're going to source it essentially depends on your nature. that you are going to source it through right avenues, or you are going to source that through wrong avenues. So it depends on how you are going to source is also going to define your karmic journey and your whole relationship with just one thing, which is rising in your being as part of your nature, as hunger. So then there is a action, reaction to it constantly, you know, and it just keeps going on. So there are essentially also three layers of karma. So I describe that with more with like a farm. So in a farm, you have put in some seeds. These seeds, they have come to a fruition point. Then you are getting the fruit of it, or getting the crop of it. And that is your kind of the point when you are experiencing it. So when you have, you're constantly putting in one layer of karma, you're constantly putting in seeds. In the second layer, it is growing. And in the third layer, it has come to fruition. So really, wherever you are in this journey, constantly that part is happening. So then within us, we put in seeds through our conscious mind in now. Then the growing ones are in our subconscious, which are going to come to fruition some point of time and become our destiny. And once it enters deep into our unconscious then and remains there, then you can't access it. And then it becomes definitely part of your destiny, and then you live through it. So whether you believe in your past lives or you don't believe in your past lives, either way, this process is going to be continuously going on. And in this whole process, now is very important. Now is the key, because past is dead. Future is unknown.
Right.
And past has, we tend to remember the pains of the past more so than the happy moments.
Right.
And in this moment, we are creating our future. So future is more unknown, and sometimes it has more fear of that unknown. So if now is in your control at certain level, then I think your whole future is in your control in some sense. And that's your, I call it your current karma or your forward karma. So if you are connected with the now and connected with your thoughts now, your intentions now, your actions, your reactions, everything, then the chances of you creating a brighter future are pretty good. So this is how sort of karma is in the best possible, shortest way I can explain.
Well,
though there is so much to it that it would take probably a few days to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, Nia, and I'm sure there is a lot more to it. You describe yourself as being a karma coach. So how do you coach someone around their karma? What does that look like?
Yeah, so typically, I mean, when somebody is in touch with me for those reasons, which are not very happy reasons in their lives, or they are not coming to terms with the situations or circumstances, they would like to know where it is coming from. Why me, you know, and what we can do about it. So there are some things we can tweak, shift, edit, change. Some things are beyond our control. So we surrender to time, space, our universe, or the higher consciousness, or energy. So when they come to me, I always tell them that don't go in your past first. Past is dead. You're creating your future in now. So that dead thing, which we are kind of, just to give you an example, what we are just talking 2 minutes back, we will never do that same way, exactly the same way ever again in our lives. So time is like a flowing river, flowing water. in which you can take dip only once. It is shifting every single second. Mm. It will keep changing. So it can never be another same moment. And that's why we are constantly aging also in the physical body. And we are maturing in the mental body. And whether we call it getting older or whatever, but something is constantly changing. You can't take that dip again. So essentially, don't go into your past, because from the past, if you go to the a painful memory of the past or trauma or painful experience, which is already dead, mm-hmm. which should not happen again in your life, but you are going to be giving it energy now by bringing it to now, then what you're going to do is you're going to repeat the experience because you're creating your future. So drop your past completely, because the more you're going to live in the past, more you're creating the reputation of your past and future through the energy of now. Because this is the reality. This moment is the only reality. The whole universe is with you. You are with the universe. You are living. This is your life here in this moment. So I say, okay, so the things which are beyond your control, you surrender them. I also, in my coaching, explain this to them, that you are responsible for whatever is happening. And you have to take that responsibility. You have to accept it. And you have to do some self-inquiry. And it is great to know yourself. You are no less of a human being. And what you think you have done wrong, maybe it was meant to be, or whatever has happened to you, maybe it was meant to be. And in the process, you have balanced your karma with some other soul, with some other experience. Something has got balance, has got out of your system. But don't carry it forward. The way to deal with really is to forgiveness is a very strong point. Acceptance is a very, very strong thing to do. Accepting your reality, forgiving, and moving on, they all go hand in hand. So once you do that, you find your freedom. So you break the cycles of karma with other people, because you're not carrying forward any energy of your experience with other people, and you're moving into a free zone. So the more you have lived your karmic balance with other soul, more your closet is empty. It has more space, or your farm is more ready to receive new seeds. So this is an opportunity, and now to put in new seeds and put in new aspect of yourself, new intentions, and move on. And that's your greatest strength. And every single human being has that strength to really go past that point and make a leap. So in my coaching, I really do that, bring in that understanding. And then I have developed some techniques to let go your past, dissolve your some of the energies of the past, dissolve some of your unwanted, deep down memories also. Yeah, you will have the memory of an event, but it doesn't have that energy. And release something. Forgive, accept, and then heal also. So I have developed over 50 different techniques to work our way through these impressions we are carrying within ourselves. So anything which we have in us as a memory, as a feeling, as an emotion, as I would say subliminal memory, cellular memory, memories, there are a number of memories. So muscle memories, it is all karma essentially. So karma is good and bad both. There is not only bad, or people say that karma is catching up.
Right.
Yeah, it is catching up in the positive side of life also. You know, it does. But you are the creator of that. Yeah. So take responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you find though sometimes, because you know, when you hear that, it's like, okay, I'm responsible for my life. and sometimes it's like, I think we don't want to hear that. You know, it's like so much easier to be able to like, oh, can't I just, you know, blame somebody else for my problems? And I mean, I have to really do this. Have you found that at all in working with clients sometimes that people sort of resist that?
Yeah, I mean, people, they have hesitation because somebody else is responsible. He did this to me or she did this to me. Yeah. I was the victim, you know. So either you are going to play victim, and if you will continue to play victim, that means you are enjoying your misery. You're not trying to break loose out of it. Mm-hmm. So that's the point where I have to put my foot down and tell them that, you know, this is the reality of you, that how long you will continue to play your victim. Mm-hmm. So this victim aspect has to go.
Yeah,
you just cannot carry on with that. So and people understand that when, when people come to me, they are at a point where they have already tried few things and they have gone through the journey and still that inner core has not shifted, or maybe some part has shifted. So they want to have more answers. They want to know it more and they want to have a relief. I mean, sincerely want to have a relief. So they are in this place of more faith and surrender that things will shift. So they trust me at that point, which I highly appreciate, and I do my best, and so far so good, you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, sure. You know, you were talking, using the farm analogy and talking about seeds, and I know that you refer to seeds in a different way as well. Have worked with something you believe, I guess, that we all have our own unique seed sound. So can you tell us a little bit about what that is and why it's important to know about it?
Yes. So essentially, when we are born and as we enter into this world, this whole universe really imprints on us. Like we are so blank at that point. And this is the first time our five senses are literally receiving everything. And so it just imprints on us. And what it imprints and how it imprints is, it imprints in some level of energy of everything. So as has been said, that we are made up of stardust, and we have all the common components of what the other stars or other planets or other physical matter we have in the universe. It's all within us. We are born with that. We are also made up of that. So we have this common connection of this energies, which maybe has been recognized by chemistry or by physics as maybe some element or some vibrational field or, you know. So essentially, we are not separate from the universe. We are in the oneness of it. So the whole universe is like a body. It's organic body. It's a living body. Everything is living. There is nothing which is really dead, you know. Nothing ever dies, actually. It just changes its form.
Right. You know?
So if we have a certain vibrational field of our own, then the law of frequencies or law of sound or vibration is that we connect with the same outside. So we are communicating here on Zoom here. So it is through some level of some similar frequencies or similar vibrations. That's how the phones, wireless phones and cordless phones and everything works. So you connect with the same frequencies. So there are zillions of frequencies out there in the universe. And but whatever is there in our solar system, in our solar periphery, we get that imbibed into us at that point of birth. So there are some celestial movements taking place in the universe at that very moment. And those sounds also get imbibed into you because of the movement of those into different energy zones gets create the sound and gets into us also. So we receive everything from there. And somehow through my work and also through my studies, and I don't know exactly how it might have happened in the first time, but some sages or some researchers of that time, maybe meditators or yogis, they figured out how these sounds, this really sound like, or what their vibrational coding is. So they had put that sound into alphabets and recognized as those alphabets. So my discovery is that every human being is born with them. They are in there. But 6 to 10, mostly, I would say, they influence different aspects of our lives, different purposes. And so some of them are on a low frequency level. So we have a difficult experience in that area of our lives. On the other hand, some are on the higher ones. So we have a higher, greater, more profound, more harmonious, joyful experience on that side. So we have the ability to recognize them and raise our vibrations. So in reference to karma, so say karma is that you are born with a lower frequency on certain aspect of your life. That's your karma. But can we raise it, the vibration of it? Yes, we can. So you have a headache, you take a Tylenol, you don't feel it so much. So this is what my app is about, that whatever aspect of your life is not really vibrant or you feel certain lack of a certain component, then it can really raise that vibration and give you a higher, better experience of the same aspect of your life. So you listen to it, you meditate on it, you can chant that same sound, you can silently repeat it. It can be your part of your meditative practice every day. So I worked with these for over 4 years, one-to-one with a lot of people, and found a tremendous impact of it and results. So I thought maybe I'll put it in a in an app and have it more accessible to most of the people. So that's where the app came in play. And that's how the vibrational field of our being works.
Very cool. And it's, I love the concept of it because it really does sound but it sounds like it would be a powerful sound, I guess, to listen to. And I think you're smart to, you know, put it into an app, because that is what, you know, everybody's using these days. We all reach for our smartphones. Yeah. So
and my goal is to share my whatever abilities I have, my journey with maximum people I can, so that they can benefit from that. Since I have benefited from that and other people around me. So definitely, I love to share.
Well, very good. Is there, actually, I've got another question for you. What are you, now that you've got this app out there and you're, and you mentioned that, you know, you do study and things, what are you curious about right now?
Right now, I'm curious about, consciousness. And because I know it's everything has consciousness, everything, the thing behind everything is really consciousness. And without that, there is nothing without it. So, but why it is more difficult for us to experience consciousness firsthand? And so far, what I have felt is that if there is something like sound, if there are no ears, then sound doesn't exist, right? Mm. If there are no eyes, there is no scenery.
Mm.
So something has to complement something, you know? So to have its value. So consciousness is expressing itself through us as, or this whole universe, as its own expression in physical form, in the matter form. So how can you seek or see something or experience it when you are actually experiencing it constantly? But the missing pieces, which we desperately want to have, but I think somehow yogis unfold or have some other chakras open up beyond the five senses, and they have that to sound that ear which they can hear, you know. I think we are missing that part. As everybody, we may have it, but we haven't really reached to that point of accessing it normally as through our other, you know. So I'm kind of very curious on what might be, and I think the whole scientific world is trying to figure that out, and there's some success and some misfires. But if somehow we can really tap into it through some other channels, just not our own self, then I think the world would drastically shift in no time for better. But consciousness is very neutral. It is the same in a so-called criminal or in a saint, is the same consciousness, which has been navigated by the nature of that being. So, yeah. And then also, I sometimes wonder about the most expanded minds, what would that be? You know? So far, my understanding is that most expanded minds, when they, it's not the evolution of that expansion of mind, but it is dissolution of mind and going into a point where it becomes one with the consciousness, because the material of the mind is consciousness itself. So when it merges back into it, then it becomes that. So it's really contradicting that one hand, the real expansion of mind is by dissolving it and not being, and being one with the consciousness and becoming one with the whole universe. But connecting with the ego, it is so limited, and functioning through the I identity of my one self, which we think is the expansion of the mind. So really, the mind power on one hand versus mind merging into consciousness and dropping itself from its own identity. So that's something what really, really excites me, that how mind itself is in the poles of opposites. And that's how we see this world in opposites, and see things in black and white, or good or bad, right or wrong. So these are some of my further curious seekings.
Yeah.
Part of my journey and growth.
It's a lot to wrap your head around trying to be able to understand all this. And as you say, there's a lot of sort of contradictions and things. And so, it's...
So these things are more for triggering someone else's interest into it and for creating the same seeking what I have, that there is... what is this guy saying? Is there something, So really, seeking is the first step. So I share my thoughts and experience because it's going to trigger someone else's seeking. So everybody's going from point A to point Z, If I have covered from point A to point F, safely I can share that and say, hey, up to this point, it is great. I haven't reached to the Z point, but we can all walk along in that direction. That's my thought process around that.
I appreciate that. And if someone is interested in learning more about what you do and maybe want to find out some more about Karma and your app and everything, what's the best place for people to get in touch with?
So there are three ways they can reach me. One is through my two websites I can share with you. One is Sanjeev, SanjeevSV.com. Another one is miracleofkarmaclearing.com. And I always have some programs going on the Miracle of Karma Clearing, and they can see if those programs are for them, would like to join some coming programs and sessions. They can look at that. Then I have the app, which is called Ananta, A-N-A-N-T, like Tom, A. So it is ananta.com, not .com, .app. It's available on Android and also iPhone. So they can download it from their stores and they can play with that.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you being on the show today and sharing with us your wisdom and knowledge about karma. Right. And I'm sure it's enlightened a few folks out there today.
I hope it was worth your while and the message would help your audience.
Absolutely. That'd be
great. Yeah. Great, Gloria. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And thank everyone out there who's listening and watching. I appreciate you, and if make sure that you're subscribed on your favorite podcast platform, and you can always go to live love engage podcast.com singular podcast.com, and you'll be able to catch all of the episodes that you might have missed. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You: How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.